Friday. Boy, isn't it? January the 16th. Damien, what's wrong? You tired, dude? Hey, we're doing a little yoga calisthenics in the morning here. Oh, as I was talking to our guest, I was watching a couple of the old 1950s, 1960s TV shows last night. And I'm really intrigued by the, and I wasn't around then, by the concept of whose line is it? Where people would come in and, you know, for the younger folks would come in and sign on who they were, then people would try to guess.
Right.
So this morning, because that would be very difficult to grasp, I thought we would go with name of guest and then give you a couple moments to guess what his job is.
So you want me to say my name?
So do we want to do it that way or do we want to do it the other way where you say your job and see if people can guess who you are? Which way do you
think? Let's go name.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go name.
So we'll do that.
Although I'm not.
We'll do the quote, give you a minute or two to guess, see if the synapses are working. And then we have things come together. So, your name, guest?
Tom Chapman.
All right. So, who is or what does Mr. Chapman do? Ooh. Okay. In the meantime, we're going to grab a quote of the day. This will be a not-so-subtle hint, okay? Let's see if I can find one in your category of expertise. Library definitely is not it. Oh, let's see. We got one yesterday that was really kind of a punky one. Ah, here we go. From Mr. Justice Earle in 1850, Supreme Court. The law is for the protection of the weak more than the strong.
It's a good quote.
All right.
Ties nicely with your...
Poll
that you had yesterday.
Oh, yes. Things are coming together with our poll. Yes, they are indeed. All right. So now we've given people an opportunity to guess what Tom Chapman does. You want to tell people?
I am the police chief for the city of Arcata.
Okay, so most of you knew that.
Yeah,
no big
probably.
Deal.
I've been around a little while.
Yeah. So were you at the county discussions, Tom, for the... I know you only got about a 10-second response here. With the marijuana ordinance and the attempted crafting with that?
I can keep it within the time limit. No.
Ah, perfect. The perfect guest returns. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tom Chapman, the police chief in the city of Arcata. That felt a little bit more normal, didn't
that
it?
That did, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for having me.
Appreciate
it.
It's too late, man. Yeah. Great, now you got more than 5 seconds, you're going to blather, huh? Oh, boy. What is the cold snap, or it's not actually cold now, more wet snap? Are you seeing any changes?
Absolutely. The weather really impacts, obviously, the amount of pedestrian traffic, the amount of loitering, hanging out, you know, some of those things, kind of common sense things. But we see a significant reduction in calls for service when we're in this type of weather.
Oh, really? So this is kind of like vacation, so to speak.
So to speak. You know, it's funny. I remember, I get a report every morning and every evening on the activity that the officers are doing in the last few nights has been catching up on paperwork and doing training. So as opposed to, you know, responding to calls and and arrests.
So it even slows up the burglaries and the car thumpings and
it does.
That kind of
stuff?
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, there's still some of the calls that you would expect, you know, the domestic violence, things like that. But
baseline activities,
baseline activities stay about the same, but the, you know, the kind of anything you would associate with pedestrian activity. So a lot of those vehicle burgs are, crimes of opportunity, people walking in the neighborhoods and things like that. And not everybody wants to get wet and cold.
Yeah. Even the bad guys don't.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yep.
So with the folks that you find camping out in some of the areas, do they relocate when it gets wet, or do they just hunker down where they are when it's wet?
A lot of people will hunker down. A lot of the people that we're dealing with in that situation will hunker down. At the same time, we don't, when the weather turns, we're not as aggressive in looking for camping violations. You know, try to be a little sympathetic to the weather situations and, you know, not necessarily waking somebody up at 3 a.m. who's illegally camping and moving them along because of the weather situation.
So the bus tickets aren't purchased?
Well, I mean, it's a balancing act, trying to, you know, still enforce and respect the ordinances, the, you know, the city municipal laws, state laws, but at the same time being compassionate to whatever situation's in front of us. It's hard.
Boy,
I mean, it's a hard
like
one.
You,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No, and I get it. I get it.
I would think, you know, situational enforcement of the law.
Right.
I would think that's what a lot of folks are getting fired up about
they
in
do.
The Midwest and in other areas.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not black and white.
It's not. And I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. It is such a balancing act trying to figure that one out. You know, the law, while it's printed in black and white, you have to apply it uniquely to different situations. And that is a tough, it's tough to do.
Is that more challenging for new cops than it is for grizzled veterans?
Absolutely. And also, you know, the maturity of the individual, which is obviously related, but yeah, a brand new police officer, a buddy of mine has this little saying of, you know, it's like being a carpenter. And as you get more experience, you learn how to use the tools differently and maybe are a little bit more refined, where walking in the door, it's hammer and nail. And then as you progress through your career, it's coping saws and sandpaper and gentle touches. And so
nudging with sledgehammers.
Right. So I see it. You know, I see it with our officers. Of course, we try to hire those individuals that are more mature, more life experience. But it's tough. It is tough to find those individuals.
When you're looking, can you hire middle-aged new guys?
I just did.
I
just did.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just did the, I don't want to say the first, but I just hired a new officer. We're putting him through the police academy that doesn't fit the normal profile of what we see coming in the door. So I've got a middle-aged candidate with just a multitude of life experience and travel, and he's an interesting guy, and I think he gets it.
So not everybody has to be young and
right. Not everyone has to be 22 years old with a flat top. It's okay to you know, not be a spring chicken. It's all right, you know. But it, in the same regard,
it makes
though,
sense.
It's tough though, being an older candidate, working shift work, dealing with some of the rough and tumble things that come up with the job.
That's what I would think. The physicalness.
Yeah, the physicalness can be difficult, but fortunately, that's a, you know, it's a small part of the job.
That's why they make neoprene braces and things like that.
Neoprene.
Keep everything together as long as you can, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, he may need 20-minute breaks instead of 10-minute breaks, though. You outfit the officer's squad car with a little oxygen.
Right,
you
know,
the drop down, kind of like the airplanes have got. You'll be okay.
Right. Yeah. Some sports cream to rub down the.
He has a police tiger instead of a police dog. Yeah, exactly. Little things like that. Accommodations. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tom Chapman, Arcata Police Chief. Tom, what is it like to be a chief of a small town? And not that you have experience as being a chief of a large town, have buddies
I've got lots of
100,000.
Yep, lots of colleagues that I interact with on a regular basis. Being a chief in a small town affords you the opportunity more departmentally. I know my people. You know, I know the people who work for me. I know their families. I know their life circumstances from top to bottom within the organization. I have a feel and a sense for exactly who I have in their abilities. And in the same regard, being in the community, you know, we opened the show with Tom Chapman, who am I? A lot of people in the community know, and so they feel comfortable and confident being able to give me a call and talk directly with the police chief about a parking ticket or you know, whatever the issue is, and that's, I mean, that's ideal for me. I enjoy that. I like having those interactions. You know, somebody upset about a parking ticket, talking to the police chief. That's small town. That's it right there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of maybe a RFD associated with that concept.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would think it could also be problematic being so close that when it comes time to making a decision, you know what the impact is going to be to the family little Janie.
And it can influence
something that maybe shouldn't be influenced.
That is absolutely the case. You know, we're getting ready to do a promotional next week. We're doing a sergeant promotional. I have one position that I'm going to be promoting. I've got four or five candidates. Someone's going to be ecstatic, and a few people are going to be very upset. And
particularly if everybody's qualified.
And they are. This particular pool, every single one of those guys is qualified and would do a fantastic job. At the end of the day, you know, I've got to do what's best for the organization and for the community.
Well, you're going to follow your gut, I would imagine, but...
Some of it's instinctual, yeah.
But when you're going through it all, part of that, I mean, you're going to get flavors.
Oh, sure.
Because you know the wives and...
Right.
Well, I guess you got to say spouses.
Partners.
Correct?
Yeah.
Not with the wives and the kids and
right.
circumstances and everything, because they've all been over to the house for the barbecue.
Right. So it's, it is challenging. And it almost makes it personal. You know, you can't help but separate out some of those, which I think is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're going to get torn up three times, and you're going to be happy one time.
You have personal feelings and attachments related to these decisions.
Does the city HR help out at all?
They,
or do you want them to even help out at
well,
all?
Yeah, they do. They administer the initial process. So we distance ourselves, or I distance myself from that initial screening testing process, the interviews, and then they will give me the top candidates. So I'll get a list of the top three candidates, and then I bring them in and we'll interview departmental interviews.
As goofy as it sounds, give me a sec on this one.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider trading one of your candidates for sergeant to an adjacent law enforcement entity for the equivalent position? You know, if they had a sergeant opening,
sure, a little free agency, yeah. or
I was thinking, you know, sports do that all the time, and everybody kind of gets along,
yes,
with it.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, since you guys are all kind of pulling the same direction now,
we are
talking,
yeah,
to everybody.
We are.
Is that something that would ever, is that ever done?
I'm not aware of it being done. Myself and my colleagues have joked about it at our, you know, we meet once.
Okay, so we've played with a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. We've talked about trading employees.
Yeah, I've got a captain, I'll give you for two
right,
sergeants.
Exactly. That's exactly what we've done.
Okay.
But everyone has the same goal. They want to strengthen their organization. You know, so that's what you look at is, okay, I'll send you...
Well, I would think it's something like this. If there were others, and I know nothing, so there may not be anybody else looking for sergeant material, and you got guys that really are there.
Right.
You know, if it helps them not have to go through the recruitment process, and you get somebody who's a little bit younger, that maybe changes your pool a little bit and hits a certain dynamic, or maybe
right,
you're living
right
in your city already. Yeah. I mean, there might be some of those potentials if we were in a more populated area.
Yeah, it certainly exists. However, selfishly, I want to keep all my guys. You know, so I've got four or five guys who are qualified to be sergeant, which means as an officer, they can still function at a high level in the field, make supervisory decisions. So selfishly, I don't want to lose any of those guys.
Well, if you have the chance that there may be another turnover, another opportunity in the short period.
Right, right. And that's, you know, that's, yeah, one of the rubs with a small agency is those opportunities don't present themselves very often.
Oh, man. You said next week this happens?
Next week.
Oh, good. I know what you'll be doing on the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you think about it and you consider it. And like I said, at the end of the day, you have to make the best possible decision for the organization. And there may be different decisions that are best for the organization. There may not just be one. So it's a tough one. It's a process.
You know, some people get the weekends off, some don't.
So exactly.
AINS, News and Information, Times 8:42. We'll be back with more from Tom Chapman.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tom Chapman. You know, I feel like I ought to be talking like Darth Vader.
You should.
No, no, no. Nobody would understand it. I couldn't do it. I mean, Damien's got an article of clothing that's, you know, one of the stormtroopers.
Right.
I feel like
right.
I, you know, I'm in a Star Wars movie here. Probably ought to be ducking those lasers, huh?
Try talking
to
the stormtrooper.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom. Okay, I just took one for the team. can you tell it's a Friday?
It's a Friday. And a holiday weekend, too, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys off on Monday?
No, we work through. We do President's Day.
Ah, okay.
Multiples instead
right.
of singulars.
Sure.
What is it? I guess it's a 3-day for you guys.
It is.
Or
well,
for most types, yeah.
For the non-shift.
Does
workers.
That do anything for what you anticipate this weekend? I mean, is there anything extra you're concerned about because it is a 3-day for a number of folks that live in the city?
No, not really. I mean, it is this time of year. It's just not a big, you know, this, we won't see any real differences.
Kind of like the postseason football. Yeah, whatever happens. You know, if your team's not there.
Yeah, right, like, right. Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, it's not Super Bowl weekend.
Does that kick it up for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it really depends upon the teams, interestingly. You know, we get a West Coast team. There's going to be a lot more house parties. There's going to be a lot more activity in the downtown. When the 49ers are in it, you know, or the Giants or something like that, you see a little bit different dynamic, especially house parties, alcohol consumption, things like that.
Well, the only shot is the Hawks. I don't think that's
right, and that's
too far.
I have no comment on whether or not it'll happen, but
if it does, the impact would
the impact won't be as much.
So, is there anybody that you're worried about, or is this just going to be a normal Super Bowl?
No, I'm not. I'm not necessarily concerned about too much. We've been watching, or I've been watching, some of the alerts that we get from the state. Can't think of the name off the top of my head, but the Super Bowl being in Santa Clara draws the Super Bowl period draws a lot of lot of stuff, a lot of sex industry stuff, a lot of gambling, a lot of organized crime. That might be too strong of a word, but
let's say spring break for old guys and gals.
Right, so it will. How far out that will impact, I don't know. You know, does it travel up to Santa Rosa? Does it get?
That would
really hard to say.
Tough. I mean, it's a 3-hour drive.
It is. You're thinking the game. I'm thinking the week leading up and
just
all the
just where everybody might be.
Where people are going to be, where the parties are going to be, where people are going to be taken advantage of. It's really very interesting stuff.
I wouldn't have thought even, you know, now if the Raiders – maybe next year, were there in the practice facility.
Right.
Was in the neighborhood. Okay. Now you can see that there might be some of that kind of stuff, but...
Think of it more as a week-long party, not just the game and the team.
Yeah, like spring break.
Yeah, spring break. It is a draw and with a lot of money.
Interesting stuff. Hey, thanks for coming by, bud.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We've been talking shop with Tom Chapman, Arcata Police Chief. Join us Monday for more Talk Shop. Till then, go have a good day. Hug someone you don't see tomorrow.